Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, it is an absolutely spectacular morning. I'm in Lanikai, Mid-Pacific Country Club. Traffic, forget about it. It's a beautiful day. Come, because the Mid-Pac Open is happening right now, and you can be here to watch it unfold. That's what is so exciting about. We've got a professional flight. I'm going to not tell you yet, but I've got such really cool news coming up. First, I need to let you know about, it's going to be a partly sunny day, that is, during the day, mostly cloudy tonight, hazy, windward side, some isolated showers in the morning, and then at night again, and scattered showers in the afternoon and evening. On the leeward side, some isolated showers, high 79 to 84, the low 67 to 72, and we'll have some daytime sea breezes and nighttime land breezes. That to 50. You know, have you noticed that in the evening, all of a sudden you get that lovely wind. You're like, where was that? Where was that during the day? But it's just a lovely land breeze and the sea breeze. So that's what's happening on Kauai, Oahu, Maui, Molokai, and Lanai. And then on the Big Island, we've got, and that, of course, is where Volcano Golf Course is. On the windward side on the Big Island, it's going to be mostly cloudy, isolated to scattered showers. Leeward and southeast, partly sunny with isolated showers during the day and partly cloudy at night. Difficult to watch the stars, but some of them are looking so good. Daytime sea breezes, nighttime land breezes, again, to 10 miles per hour. So that's what you're going into today if you're going to go out and play a round of golf. I think we have some tee times, but I'm not sure exactly how many we were able to get together because we're at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. We're sitting in the Mid-Pacific Country Club. It is so beautiful. And the Mid-Pac Open 2025, it is happening now. This is the Saturday round. Then the Sunday round determines the winner. All right, we've got Vincent Yim, Ron Hoff, Jared Sawada, Alex Ching, Corey Oride, Colby Irai, Wes Wailihua, Kyle Kunioka, and Jason Amoy, all scheduled, plus Mike Kawaharada, who has been the Mid-Pac Open chair for 28 years. Before we talk with Mike, okay, we're going to talk about what you can do to get out and play around. Volcano, there's an 830, a 924, a 1048. Makalei has an 8:46, a 9:18, and a 10:30. Poipu has 9 o'clock and a 10 o'clock and an 11:30. It's wide open, by the way, because they've aerated. And I don't think they have a special rate. But you can, when you go out and play like that, you can really, you know, kind of forgive yourself and learn some stuff, and it's fun. Pro Country Club, 8:36, 10:08, 11:32. Hawaii Kai has an 8:52, a 9:06, and 11 o'clock. Turtle Bay, 8:30, 9:26, or is that 9:36? And an 11:50. And then we've got a Roa Hawaii and a 9:08 to the 10:26. Eva Beach has an 8:40, a 9:10, and a 10:40. And the Gold Course has a 9:20, a 9:40, and 9:50. That's the Wailea Gold Course. And then we have the Emerald Course, 9:20 and 9:50. They aerated as well on the Blue Course. So we're just going to let that one go. In case you want to play, go for it. Just give them a call and see if you can get in. All right. Now, but why aren't you here? Let's ask the big question. Mike Kawaharada, Mid-Pac Open Chair for 28 years, Principal Engelkert Structural Engineering. Yes, it's the same guy. Hi, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Danielle.
And we have with him Vincent Yim, President, Progressive Marketing. And what's your role here?
I am the Vice Chairman.
Vice Chairman.
Anything that Mike doesn't want to do, I handle.
And after 28 years, he knows exactly what he doesn't want to do, right? I mean, you know.
That's exactly right.
and what I can't do and don't want to do, Vince does a really good job.
He does a really good job of doing it. That's fantastic. Now, you really surprised me, Mike, when you sat down at the table and you said, we have two women in the professional flight, and they have made the cut.
Yes, that's correct.
Wow. Is this the first time?
It's the first time women playing as professionals made the cut. Back in 2008, you might recall Stephanie Kono actually made the cut.
Oh, yes.
And Anna Jang just missed it by one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, take me back. Wow.
But they were playing as in a professional flight as an amateur.
Okay.
And the reason that happened was because of the Jenny K tournament. We felt that as a amateur, you could play in a mid-back open, but had to play in a professional flight and make the cut in a professional flight.
Right on, right on. So let's see now. Lani Lua Fale'alo, she made the cut, shot 74-77, and she's tied for 14th?
Yes.
That's spectacular.
I was watching her yesterday and the day before, and I tell you, she was out driving Kyle Kuniyoka and the rest of her group.
Wow.
Yeah, she really hits the ball well.
Wow. Gee, she should go on the, you know, LPGA tour, you know? And yeah. And then we have Apelila Galeai.
Yes.
And she made the cut, shot 75-78, just one stroke, you know, behind her. Lani, and do they know each other?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Actually, I wasn't aware of the girls until someone told me that there's some women playing, and I decided to watch Lani.
Yes.
Because I was there on the tee box, and I saw her teeing off.
Yeah, perfect timing.
Yes, perfect timing. Later on, I found out that there's another woman playing, Apelila.
Yeah.
And although I wasn't able to watch her play too much except one hole, I did manage to follow Lani for a while.
This is spectacular.
I can tell you, I'll tell you a story about Lani.
Okay.
We had corner winds, so number five hole, they're going into the wind. That's the island hole.
Yeah.
She drove the ball, I think, to the 220 mark.
Yes.
And she took out a wood and put it on the green.
Wow.
I know.
Into the wind.
Into the wind.
I couldn't believe that.
Wow.
Yes.
Spectacular.
Yes, it
so,
was.
So, you know, that's inspiring.
Yes.
Guys, this is the question I have. Can people come and be spectators on the course?
Yes, they can.
So see what you can learn. I mean, seriously, you know, when you watch and learn, it's an interesting thing because you kind of, you get the feel from what they're doing just by watching them play.
Although I don't think most of us can swing the club the way she does.
No.
Why? Tell you.
Be impressed.
Very impressed. I was very impressed. How's that?
Yes. Boy, I need to, if you can, I'd love to have them on the show one day. Just to talk about, you know, what their plans are. They're playing professionally.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't know if they're locally, if they're from the mainland.
No, they're both local girls.
Both local girls?
Yes. I can't remember which school they're from or where they're from here. But
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll but see. They're both local girls.
That's great. And Vince, what did you see out on the course? Did you get a chance or were you doing his job?
My job.
Yeah.
I handled the entire operation except for the tournament itself, which obviously is hosted by the Aloha Section PGA as well as Mike. So I have all the volunteers, the clubhouse, the banquets, the layout setup and staging of all the awards and all that.
Wow.
So I kind of like to be in the back of the scene.
Sure.
Which works fine.
Yeah, well, for sure. I just wonder if you ever get a chance to be on the golf course.
There was a technicality that I went out to see it, and I passed it on to the PGA rules official.
Okay.
And
That's it. So you're not actually being an observer, like a spectator.
Well, I used to play it. I played it 22 straight years. and came to my senses.
Why do you say you came to your senses?
sad to say, you know, we're getting older.
Oh, well, that part. Yeah. Well, you know, I try to ignore it.
And actually, we welcome the next generation, and they're great.
Oh,
and this morning, I make it a point to see all the old-timers, Brendan Cobb, Jonathan Alter, and all that.
Yeah.
And it says, come on, you guys got to represent the old folks.
Yeah, you get on it. Get on it. What are you doing lollygagging here in the background? I was just looking at Lance Suzuki. Did he won 8 times?
Yes. There's nobody going to beat that record.
I was going to just that's it, right? Nobody's going to do it.
I don't think so.
It's a couple of guys, you know. Regan Lee tried,
Reagan's a three-peat.
Yeah,
David Ishii won 3 times.
Yeah.
There's few of those.
Yeah.
Eight times. No, I don't think anybody's going to beat that record.
That's really incredible. Alex Ching did pretty good there.
Back-to-back
wins. Yeah. And we didn't have a tournament in 2020 because of COVID.
Yes, that's correct.
But what about 1988? I was like, no tournament in 1988. Do we remember that far back?
Not me.
No, either.
I think we, both Vince and I, got involved in a tournament in the year 2000.
2000,
yeah,
okay.
Right.
All right, okay.
That's long enough time.
Yes,
long
enough. And you're going to be here next week, next year, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Actually, the president of the club appoints the Mid-Pac Open chair every year.
Oh.
So if they don't like me, they can fire me.
What is that called when you can fire somebody at will or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but I want to give somebody who hasn't heard about the Mid-Pac Open just a little bit of background. 1926, Charles R. Frazier,
yes,
the first president, and he decides that there should be a country club and a fabulous golf course.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then he gets in touch with, let me see, Seth Rayner?
Yes.
Just...
yes. He's a well-known golf course architect.
Yes, Seth Rayner. And then Seth comes over here. Now, this is back in the 20s.
Yes.
You don't just 26. Jump on an airplane, right?
No.
You
swim.
You take a lovely boat.
Yes, that's correct.
A big ship brings you over.
Yes.
It takes time. But when he got here, apparently, he was, let's see now, the Honolulu Advertiser back in 1927 in January reported his response. There is no doubt in my mind but that a golf course of championship length can be laid out there that will easily rank among the best 5 or 6 in the United States.
Well, we think so.
Yes. Isn't that wonderful?
It is. I think he also had a hand in designing Waialae.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
he did. Seth Rayner, Mid-Pac, and Waialae, yes. But, you know, then it goes on. 1928, the clubhouse was built. 1946, the membership opened up to lady members.
Yes.
Which is why I thought about those two ladies who are now competing on the professional level.
Yes.
And, you know, like, I didn't know we had them in the tournament until you told me. And so the Mid-Pac MPCC bylaws were changed in 1946, granting women privileges under the regular membership of their husbands, allowing single or married women to join as lady members. And then just a year later, the ladies got on it with the women's division establishing, and what I found so cool is that I think it was in Willard Wilkinson came in and did the second 9 holes.
Yes.
So Seth did the first 9. He did the second 9. So it was a full 18-hole course. And it says that Willard kept very closely to Seth's original
layout. Yes.
Yeah, design. So, but in 1950, the first Jenny K. Wilson Invitational Tournament was played,
mm-hmm.
and that was 6 years before the Lanikai Cup and Campos Cup tournaments combined into the Mid-Pacific Open tournament.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so why did we want to have the amateurs and the professionals?
It was two separate tournaments, and I think by combining them, you could have a bigger field.
Right on.
And that's the reason I believe that happened.
It makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, and everybody's together. It's like a celebration. It becomes one big event.
It is.
Yeah.
You can imagine it starts Tuesday evening now.
Yeah.
With Champions Dinner, which I missed you.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
And the next day we have the Pro-Am, which raises the money to run the tournament.
Yeah.
And that tournament actually starts on Thursday.
Right, right. The Pro-Am. Who won the Pro-Am? Do we have that?
The Pro-Am is a team.
It's a team event, but there are winners, right, in the team event?
Yeah, I don't really care who wins. No, there's a reason for that, Danielle, because the Pro-Am is for usually the business guys.
Sure.
Will want to sponsor it, and it's a fun tournament.
Yes.
It's two best balls, automatic two-putt, automatic par, and so and everybody has a great time.
That's exactly what we want to hear.
Yes.
Is that this is, you know, a fun, if you want to come out and play and do this, your business, if you'd like to sponsor a team, get them in, that would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah, most of the guys invite their people they do business with, and they have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a great way to make relationships solid. You know, people become solid friends when they get on the golf course because everybody is like, we're sort of lay. It's a level playing field. We're all not going to do really well, and it doesn't matter.
The other great thing about the Pro-Am here is that they get to play on a course that is in championship condition.
Yeah,
and usually, although Jason doesn't cut the greens really fast. It's still pretty fast. And so they have a lot of fun out there and get to experience it.
And then Jason, the superintendent, by the way, here at Mid-Pacific Country Club, has to go and clean up after them.
Well, no, I mean,
behave themselves.
Yeah. If they do something bad on the course, we'll ban them and get rid of them. But no, that doesn't happen.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of the divots and stuff. Got to fix all the, make it all.
They fix divots every day.
Yes.
Yes.
Just one of the challenges of being in the world. All right. So now what am I looking for? I'm looking for our, I had a list of all the people and their positions in the tournament. And that's what I'm looking for because I want to talk about the people who are actually in the lead. But at this point in time, with us already at 7:18, we need to take our first break. And so, Nani, can we take that first break and we'll just get right on it?
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Power equipment. There we go. Now I have a microphone. I'm so sorry. Okay. Hey. All right. You're listening now because you were wondering what in the world went wrong with Danielle. Spring has sprung, and you need to make your life easier with our riding mower sale. You know, just imagine if Jason had to use a little push thing, you know, and so you need a riding mower at Aloha Power Equipment. Whether you're a homeowner or a supersized landscaper, we've got the smooth riding mower of your dreams waiting right here for you. And don't forget the accessories. From mowing to mulching and bagging, we make yard work easy. So mow it, blow it, bag it, and you're done and your back's not hurting. Remember, it's always fire season, so protect your property and your neighbor's property with the best tools around. What happens in your yard is probably going to jump to somebody else's. That's why I say protect your property and your neighbor's. Live on a neighbor island? Not a problem. No worries. Nope, nope. We ship off island just for you. And the new shipments arrive daily. So tell them Danielle sent you.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And we're at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. Indeed, it's the 2025 Mid-Pac Open. It started the tradition combining the Lanikai Cup, which was held for amateurs, and the Campos Trophy for local golf professionals into one prestigious event. And Mid-Pacific Country Club and its proud members have continued to uphold this golfing tradition for over 60 years. All right, the inaugural, when was that? Back in 1956. Let's bring it. I wonder who's in the lead. And so through the door walks none other than Jared Sawada from Mililani, Hawaii. And Jared, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks, Danielle.
And good morning. You are in the lead.
Yeah, we're tied for the lead.
Tied for it. Okay, fine. Where's Corey?
Yeah, he must be coming in next.
Wow. So tell me, what's the biggest challenge out there right now?
Oh, well, the course is in really good shape. The rough is really long, so if you hit in the rough, it's a good challenge to get the control of the ball and keep it on the green.
Yeah, how do you do that?
You need to have some skill, but you need some luck as well. So, yeah, just hopefully we keep getting a little bit of luck.
Right, right. Well, that's important for people who are going out just to play. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not if you don't pull it off, it's not necessarily because you didn't do well. It's because the luck was against you. The grass got your club, or. Right?
Yeah. A lot of bad bounces, a lot of good bounces.
So yeah.
What you get.
Yes. So how long have you been playing golf?
Oh, since I was 4, and I'm going to be 35 soon. So 31 years, almost.
Do you play on tour?
I did in the past. Right, for the past 2 years, I've had no status, no tour.
Okay.
So just mini tours in California.
But you still do that?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How much fun is that?
Oh, yeah, it's good fun. It's a good challenge, and I have a lot of friends. Made a lot of friends up there who have the same goal of trying to, you know, play on tour. So
yeah.
It's fun being, you know, with friends that have the same goal, and we're all competitive with each other.
Yeah, and you don't give each other any space. I mean, you know.
We help each other. So, you know, if he can get elevated, then he can help me elevate, and we just keep doing that.
Fantastic.
Instead of just trying to, you know, battle out and not help each other.
Wow. Well, that's cool. You know, I think that's golf. There's a lot of that in the sport of golf, people helping each other, and I think that's really cool. So you started when you were 4 years old. I think we talked about this. Was it your grandparents?
Yeah, my dad, my grandpa, my uncle, my sister, we would all play golf after school on Tuesdays and we'd play nine holes and then have family dinner together. And so that was really fun growing up.
And you enjoyed it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I think, what was the biggest lesson you learned? Can you remember?
I sure do. It's embarrassing, but, you know, when I was little, I would throw tantrums and whatnot, and you know, I thought it was just me in the course, and my family taught me that I can't ruin the day for everybody, and it's not just me out here. So from a young age, I learned that, and I try to not ruin the day for everybody else.
That's a good lesson for a lot of people.
I remember that one.
Yes. So okay, you're tied for the lead with Corey Oride. Did you guys play when you were, are you about the same age?
Yeah, he's 1 year younger, and we probably played since we were eight years old together.
Oh,
the whole time
wow.
We played in college together for Ron Miyashiro at University of Hawaii. He's 1 year younger, but we still played 3-4 years together, and we were both top five on the team the whole 5 years. So, I mean, we've been best friends for a long time.
That's, you know, so you guys are going to be on, you know, teeing off together.
Yeah.
You're tied for the lead. You're great friends. Is there, you know, do you guys give each other a hard time or?
We help each other out more than give each other a hard time.
Okay.
Some relationships I have with other friends, we give each other a hard time. That helps us.
Yes. Right. Exactly what I was thinking. You know, just keeping the spunk going.
Yes.
But with your good friends with Corey, so I just didn't know. You just compete. You just do the best you can do for your position.
Yeah, that's right. And if you think about what other people are doing, then it's probably going to hinder your play. So you could just focus on yourself. That'd be the best outcome, I think.
That's fantastic. I love your attitude.
Thanks.
And the space you're in, and you know you should call in on the show when you're on tour. When you're playing
for sure.
The mini tours?
I would love to come on.
That would be fun, you know, talk about what you're doing, where you're going next, and what's it like playing. We don't hear much from, you know, the world of professional. Great. Thank you, Rick. Rick is giving Jared our card so we can stay in touch. That's wonderful. Anything you wanted to say? Before you need to go, do you need to go warm up?
No. I'm actually I have a little bit of time. I'm in no rush, but just want to say thank you to Wes and Midpack and Ron and Kyle for having us out here and running the tournament. Thanks to Mike and Vince for running the tournament for every year. We all really look forward to playing this tournament. We look forward to playing this course. The conditions are amazing. Fastest greens on the island. We love playing fast greens. You know, I live in the mainland. All the greens are really fast. So come down here. The greens are fast. It's a treat.
Yeah. Now, okay. What happens when you have slow greens? How do you compensate for that?
Yeah, that's a challenge. That's a challenge, but yeah, I don't have a great answer.
Okay, no, I totally understand. you just have to take the feel.
Yeah, you just have to adjust.
Yeah.
That's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Adjust fast.
Some people would be afraid of fast greens because you've got to be real careful how much oomph you put on that putt.
Yeah, and that ball just keeps on rolling. Yeah.
Whoops. I've got 6 feet to come back now.
Yeah, no good. Hopefully I don't have any of those today, but I'm sure I'll have a couple, so see if I can make them.
You're gonna be fabulous. I just know it. I think we need to take a commercial break because we were a little late on the last one. Okay, can you all stay with me? All right, cool. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And we are here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club for the 2025 Mid-Pac Open, and it is a fabulous day. Spectators, you are welcome to come out and check it out. Right inside the clubhouse here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, I have Jared Sawada with me, and he's been talking with me about the game. And now Alex Ching is joining us. Welcome into the clubhouse, Alex.
Thanks, Danielle. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I mean, I'm always feeling very comfortable here. It's just a wonderful feeling. Do you feel that when you come to play here, or do courses make you feel, you feel the sense of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Jared and I have played all over the world, and playing in your home state is always a nice feeling, you know, sleeping in maybe the bed that you grew up in, and eating home-cooked food, and, you know, just being home is nice.
Yeah, and do you make it a point of playing in the Mid-Pac Open?
Absolutely. First thing is on the schedule.
Fantastic. I love it. And we were talking earlier with Jared, and it just hit me, you know, being on tour when you're in the mini tours and you're traveling and traveling and traveling, what kind of support? Do you have anyone that is helping you with any, like, sponsors?
For sure. Oh. Yeah, I definitely have a couple of sponsors. You know, my uncle is a sponsor of mine, and I also have a doctor who sponsors me, gives me a place to sleep when I'm in California. When I first moved up there, he gave me a car to drive.
Wow.
Until I bought my own car up there. So, fantastic person. His name is Chris Fleming. He's an orthopedic surgeon.
Orthopedic surgeon. Wow. Well, you know, I'd love to give them all, a commercial. If you're ever in the neighborhood and you need some orthopedic work. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, go see, what's his name again?
Go see Doc Chris Fleming.
You know, Doc Chris Fleming.
He's in California, though.
Yes, he's in California, but, you know, people listen around the world.
That's true.
It's a podcast after it's live.
Fantastic.
And you can listen to the live stream if you want to hear it live and you're not listening to the radio, 101.1 FM. So many options. It's, the world's really pretty amazing right now.
It sure is.
Yeah, just doing that. Now, Alex, you're on the road. How do you adjust to meeting new people? Do you have a support mechanism?
Absolutely. So I'm married and I have a baby boy. So,
do they go with you?
Oh, I wish they could. Oh. They come to some of the cool places, but. You know, unfortunately, we're not flying around in private jets like Netflix shows, but, you know, we're making it work. So good support system there. My wife calls me a little bit of a grouchy old man now because I'm typically one of the older guys and you know, just sticking to myself, doing my work, and trying to get out of there with a paycheck.
You don't look like one of the older guys, by the way. Neither one of you looks like one of the older guys. Looks like you're just, you know, the prime. It's perfect. How did it feel? Do you have any sponsors you'd like to recognize?
Yeah. It's I've always been very fortunate to work with some people back in Hawaii. Actually, I worked in finance for about 7 years, and the financial planning firm that I worked for ended up sponsoring me and helping me out with, was able to wear their hat and broadcast around the world, and So Westpac Wealth Partners has always been a good help of mine, not only as an employer, but also as a sponsor. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're a great firm.
Yeah. Anybody else you'd like to mention that has been a boon?
I mean, my parents have always been helpful. You know, my family's been great. But right now, it's me and my wife trying to make this thing work. And,
right on. Right on.
Self-sponsor is the best way, right?
That's it. That, you know, it truly is. How old is your child?
Well, it just turned one. We just had the baby Luo.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And is it a boy?
Boy.
A
baby boy.
Boy. Yeah. Are you going to teach him golf?
I would love to, yeah. One of his first words has been ball, so I'm already a proud dad.
Well, Jarrett was talking about starting at the age of four.
Yep.
You know, and learning lessons on the golf course, like not throwing tantrums,
yep.
because that ruins everybody else's day. So,
yep.
you know, golf has an interesting way of doing that. Before I let you both go, I need to ask you what it was like finding out that there are two professional women golfers, and they've made the cut in the professional level. I mean, let's see now, 74, 77, that was Lonnie's, and 75, 78, Abelila, that was hers. It's kind of unusual, isn't it, for women?
So impressive.
So impressive.
So impressive, yeah.
Far out, right? I mean, that's, and did you get it? You probably didn't get a chance to see her.
No, I've heard how far she hits, one of them hit the ball, and how she was out driving a couple of guys in her group.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm glad I'm not playing in that group.
But women are really becoming much more powerful in their taking on the sport.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was on 9T yesterday, and one of them were teeing off on a 12T, and... You know, you hear the noise, and in professional golf, obviously the noise, like, you're impressed, right? And sometimes you'll be hitting drivers down the range, and, you know, the guy at the far end, it's like, whoa, that guy's got some ball speed on him. But I heard the noise, I looked over, and it was one of the girls that was absolutely pummeling the ball. So it was incredible. I mean, that's great to hear.
Yeah. You know, they've made the cut, so they're still in for the weekend, and that's the big one, going for the weekend. Really enjoyed having you on the show, and I hope you'll be able to call in. Rick, could you give Alex your other card, too, so we can be in touch? Like, you know, when you're on the road and you have time, it would be fun to have you on the show, just having a chat about what life on the road is, you know, and how we can be more supportive, if that's possible. I don't know. I don't know much of anything sometimes. Thank you so much, Alex Ching, for being on the show, and Jared Sawada.
Thank you so much.
And may you both hit the sweet spot every time.
That'd be great.
Right on.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you.
Thanks, Danielle.
All right, aloha. We're going to come back, and we've got somebody waiting for us right now. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
And now, we just had Jared Sawada on the show, right, and Alex Ching, and Jared is tied with someone who's just joined us, and this is Corey Oride from Waipahu, Hawaii. Corey, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you.
Just a second, we're going to have to get your mic on there. I think we turned everything down. Corey, how's it?
Good. Good morning. Good to be here.
Yeah, okay. Well, I need to ask you. I went to McKinley. Where did you go to high school?
I went to Kauai High School.
You went On Kauai?
Yeah, so my current address is Waipahu because I live in Waikele, but born and raised on Kauai, Kauai boy at heart.
Right on. What part of Kauai?
Right in Lihue.
Okay. That you know, we always think about it's raining, but you guys get a lot of rain, and the grass must grow beautifully there. What's it like on the golf course? We have Poipu. We talk about tea times at Poipu Bay. We talk about tea times at other places on Kauai. What's it like playing there? And we need a microphone here, please. It's not coming through. Try again, Corey.
Testing, can you hear me?
Yeah, we need just to bring the volume up a little bit. Yeah, it's
how,
okay.
How is it now?
Yeah, I think so. Do you hear yourself in the headset?
I can't really tell.
Okay, all right.
Should I try a different one?
Yeah, let's try the other one. There we go. All right, I think that'll be stronger.
Testing? I think I can hear myself now, yeah.
Yeah, you can hear yourself now?
Okay.
That makes a big difference. Okay. So we're talking about golf courses. And since we're all here on Oahu, we don't really know that much about the golf courses. What would you recommend for someone who's really good like you are?
All the golf courses are really beautiful. I grew up pretty much playing at Wendell. The current price.
Would you say that again, please?
It's $1 to play for 18 and under. So junior golfers, $1 for 18 holes.
That's
fantastic. If you're walking, yeah.
Get a card.
Yeah, if you get a card, it's $20.
Sure.
$22, yeah.
Sure. Okay, so, all right. So which golf course is that again for people who are stunned?
Wailua Municipal Golf Course.
Yes, Wailua is really a good course, isn't it?
Even USGA championships in the past. Really awesome course. Got some holes that are along the beach, so you got some good views. You also got some that are dogleg left, dogleg right, so it really tests your shot shaping skills as well.
Right on. Are you playing on the mini tours?
Right now, I have some China Tour status.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's it like when you go? You're playing in China. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, it's a different country for sure. but I've traveled to many different countries. I've lived in Bangkok for 4 years or so. Played all around the region, all the different Southeast Asian countries. Everywhere is just a little bit different, culturally, language, just environment as well. You know, just where and how they can grow golf courses.
Yeah.
So everything's a little different everywhere.
Whenever you go to a new place, I mean, not only are you going into a new place and playing your professional, you're doing your job,
uh-huh.
and you need to know all the ins and outs so that you can do that the best way possible. You also have to get a car, get a place to stay, figure out all the stuff. You're speaking English. I don't imagine you have the language for all the different places you run into. That seems like a real challenge for a young person.
It for sure is different. Golf is professional golf is a very difficult job, and like you're saying, you got to adjust to all the different things, and you know where to stay, how to get where you're going, what to eat. And oftentimes you're kind of doing it by yourself as well. So it's pretty challenging, but you need some friends along the way to kind of, you know, go through that journey with you. In terms of all of that, like playing golf is just one piece of the pie.
Yeah. Yeah. I commend you that your passion is so strong that you're willing to, give up the comfort of a place where you can, like, United States, you pretty much can do it, you know, everything is easy. But then you put challenges on yourself. You have an opportunity to play on the China Tour. So as a result, you know, you're giving up a lot of the comforts of home.
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, at the same time, I would also recommend this route to any younger starting out pro. That's, you know, I mean, if you're good enough to make it to the PGA Tour, then go for it, you know, more power to you. But if you're just looking for somewhere to start with, you know, and maybe, you know, the cost out there is a little bit less because of, you know, just food, transportation, hotel, everything is a little bit less. Yeah, your flight to get out there might be a little high, but, you know, that once you're out there, everything is, like, pretty accessible in terms of cost. So I would recommend that route to anybody that wants to try pro golf out because, you know, you do get a lot of different experiences that you would never experience here.
Yeah.
And, you know, and oftentimes those tournaments out there, there is a pathway to get to the next level. So, for example, like China, you know, they award one player that wins the Order of Merit for the season to the European Tour or the DP World Tour.
Yes.
So there is pathways to go up versus like the mini tours in the States. Like you're just playing like a cash game, really, and you're putting up a lot of cash.
Yes. Yeah. I totally understand, and to be able to go from one tour to another tour to another tour, learning and earning your way up the leaderboard. It's really important.
Yeah.
When did you start playing golf?
I must have been, man, I think maybe when I was like a few years old, my mom bought me, you know, just like toy putter.
The plastic ones?
Yeah, plastic ones. And I would like putt in the hallway through like a stool. That was like the whole, but I think I joined like Kauai Junior Golf when I was maybe 5 or 6 years old.
And the dream to continue and become a professional golfer, when did that really take hold?
I can't remember what age I was, but I was still quite young, and my dad told me, like, look, there's two different types of golfers. There's a recreational player and a tournament player, and, you know, playing these like junior tournaments, traveling to neighbor islands, you know, for both me and my sister. I mean, you know, the whole family has to go. So it's a huge cost. So my dad kind of like laid it down for me, like, you know, like, what kind of golfer do you want to be? And, you know, the very next day, it was pouring rain, and I was out there just beating balls at Pu'akea Golf Course, which is like nearby where I lived. And, I think he understood what kind of golfer I wanted to be at that point.
Totally.
Yeah.
You're committed.
Yeah.
It's a passion in your and a fire.
Yeah.
Corey, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And now playing Mid-Pacific Country Club, it must be a treat to be home and in a local tournament.
Of course it is, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you saw the ladies who've made the cut?
There's two.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because I actually I played with Lonnie at the Sony qualifier earlier this year, so I saw a little bit of what her game is like, and yeah, Kapolei was a little bit longer. This course a little shorter, so I can see how you know, she can be competitive here.
Yeah. Yes. And it's just I think it's just cool that women are, you know, pushing themselves like you
mm-hmm,
do
mm-hmm.
to compete on all level, to test their game against men to see uh-huh. how they can do. And the fact that they made the cut, it was like, wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you're playing Jared Sawada and Corey Oride and Alex Ching and Isaiah Tellis. You guys are like bunched up at the top. You're all teeing off 8:50 this morning. And by the way, folks, spectators are welcome. So if you'd like to come and learn something about the game, come and watch, see how things are handled. You know, I think people learn a lot from just being on course and listening, watching. Yeah, that's it. Jerry, Corey, is there something that you wanted to, you know, mention that you didn't get a chance to? Is there anyone you wanted to thank?
I mean, definitely my parents, you know, just the investment in me over, you know, the last 20, almost 30 years, I guess. I'm getting old. But, yeah, I mean, they gave me the opportunity, and they still giving me the opportunity to, you know, do this, and it, without them, I wouldn't be here.
Wow. That's it.
Yeah.
And I hope we have some sponsors for you. That would be really good. Some businesses that would be a sponsor too.
Yeah. If anybody's listening, hit me up.
Hit me up. Right on. All right. So we're going to take a break and come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Absolutely, yes. You know, it's always interesting doing the show live because you never know what is going to happen next. let's go back just in 1956, the first time the Mid-Pacific Country Club held the Mid-Pac Open, and Ginny Kopp was the winner. 57 and 58, Ted Makalena. All these names should be pretty familiar. In 59, Paul Stodelier, I don't know his name, Al Greer in 1950. There wasn't a tournament in 51, but in 52, Paul Stodelier, he came back and won again, you know. Took a little time off, got his game sharper, and yes. So it's really exciting to see all the different men and now women who are playing the Mid-Pac Open and doing so well and coming back over and over again to play this golf course because it's always in excellent condition. And if you'd like to be a member at Mid-Pacific Country Club, you should call them and find out how you can do that. Welcome into the clubhouse. Now, you have to tell me, no one told me your name at this point. Kobe and Ray. All right, Kobe, I'm so glad you're here, and tell me where you went to high school. Right on. Excuse me, I think we need a little work on the microphone. We're having some trouble with the hearing here. Got it?
Kobe?
You're yes. Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, now you can hear yourself in the headset, yeah. Right? Awesome. Where did you go to high school?
I went to Roosevelt, born and raised here in Hawaii.
Right on. So on Oahu.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And you went to?
Well, I went to UC Irvine for 3 years, and then I transferred back and played for UH.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. And now what got you into the game?
I actually think I had a babysitter when I was really young, 2 or 3, and then apparently he went to Newtown and took me there, and I just picked up a club, and ever since then, I just enjoyed the game.
That's
and, my first lesson was with Leslie Uehara when I was 5, and at first, he wasn't taking anybody under the age of, I don't know, 10 or 12, and my dad just called, and he let me join and take lessons from him in his house, and that's how
and
I
how old
started.
Were you then?
I think I was 5.
5 years
yeah.
old?
Yeah.
Wow, and someone is willing to take you. You must have been pretty good at 5.
I'm not too sure, but.
And, I mean, at 5 years old, did you really love the game?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, that's totally something that you would, like, make a life commitment as a child and love it still. And how do you feel about it today as you're playing?
It's been my dream to just play golf as a career since I was really young.
Yeah.
And so, like, the fact that I'm still playing is really exciting, and looking forward to playing in the future.
Yes, whatever comes next.
Yeah.
Are you playing mini tours, or are you playing on a tour?
So I'm actually still an amateur. I graduated last May, and I'm going to play the PGA Tour America's Q School in June in California as an amateur. Because I'm working part-time at Oahu Country Club right now, so in the card barn, and I decided that if I don't make it through Q School, I'll come back home and play amateur events for the year, and then see where it goes there.
Yes, take it from there.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, what is the golf course like that you're going to be playing on? Do you know?
Yeah, Saboba Springs. I played it before, and I really like the course, so I'm excited.
So it's not some place that you're kind of uncomfortable, you don't know it? That helps.
Yeah.
And who helps you with your travel expenses?
My parents.
Your parents?
Yeah.
Yay, mom and dad. Because you want to live your dream, and they want you to live your dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful. It just makes me feel really, really good.
Yeah, I'm really grateful.
Yeah, I bet. Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have an older brother. He's actually a gymnast, so he's 31, I think, and he went to Vegas right after when he was 21, 22, and he did gymnastics, and now he's just coaching in Montreal.
Wow. You know, teaching is and coaching is always a nice, you know, if you're not going to be actively a gymnast, and then at least you can, not at least, the best thing to go from actively being a gymnast is to teaching others, because, you know, you get so much out of the experience, my way of thinking, that you're giving and it's coming back to you because, oh, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a circle, you know, and it's a wonderful feeling to see somebody sparkle because you've helped them. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and so when you go on the road, at some point you're thinking about becoming a professional, and it's very nice that you have a part-time job at Oahu Country Club.
Yeah.
That keeps you, like, in the mix, and yet you're ready to go at any time. I imagine, tell us what your dream is. What's the dream for you?
Well, the dream is to eventually try and make it on the PGA Tour.
Yes.
I think just playing in a bunch of competitive tournaments like this will help. And playing with the best of the best in Hawaii. And just playing. I grew up traveling and playing across the nation. And, it was really competitive throughout my whole junior golf career. So, I'm just looking forward to keep on competing.
Do you ever find yourself teaching people?
Sometimes, just like occasionally, like my friends who just picked up the game and they're like 80, 90 shooters.
Hi! Yeah, an 80, 90 shooter.
Yeah.
But I love the game because even though I may not be very good, I still really enjoy being on the golf course, and my aim is always to get on the green because that's where my best game is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On the green, I feel like I've got some control over things.
Yeah.
Otherwise, not so much. You know, I don't know that I'm going to be successful on the green, I have a chance of putting it in, you know, and I feel very comfortable with my putter. It's funny. Do you have a favorite club?
Actually, probably my 60 degree. I like short game. I've always liked hitting different shots around the green. I also grew up playing at Oahu Country Club, so it's a short game course, and I just practice at the chipping area all day, just hitting different shots and flop shots. Yeah.
It's nice to have a part of your game that's fulfilling, and that kind of keeps you going. You know, if things are going wrong in other parts, at least you know you can get back to, like, pretty soon I'm going to be in.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the club in hand that I know I can do something with. Well, it's been a real pleasure talking with you, and I'd love to hear from you on how you're doing and keep in touch with you somehow. Rick's going to give you a card so that we can do that.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to talk with Wes Wailihua, but we're going to take a short break. Come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
It's Aloha Power's Honda Generator Sale. We have specials in every size. Save $200 on the Honda EU2200 and a free extended warranty worth $250 for a total savings of $450. Keep your lights on and your equipment running while others are in the dark. You want them? We got them today. And we ship off island. Aloha Power Equipment, EV Lane next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it.
Aloha. Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. I'm not sure that it's coming through, so I'm going to have to ask Nani. You hear it? Oh, good. Can you hear it? I mean, neither. It's the funniest feeling in the world. But if Rick can hear it, that means that it's feeding through and going, I believe. I mean, Nani would tell me if we're not on the air. It sounds like a mic is open. I can hear background, like people are walking back to you, and please say legal I-E. K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. Okay. So I don't know where the mic would be open. Not anymore? Okay. Anyway, I just want to apologize because I think I was saying goodbye to Kobe Irai, He was the 2025 Monday qualifier at the Sony Open, went to University of Hawaii at Manoa. Really cool person, and I thank you all very much that you took the time, Jared and Alex and Corey and Colby, to be here inside the clubhouse. It's not always comfortable talking to somebody, you know? Everything is, I just got, you're good now. So we're good now. Wes Wailuhua, Executive Director, CEO, PGA of America, Aloha Section. Thank you so much for being in the clubhouse.
Danielle, aloha, good morning. How are you? Technology is a wonderful thing.
It's wonderful and it's scary at the same time.
It sure is.
So, this is a tournament that you folks sponsor, right?
It's a joint venture, Danielle. I mean, when we look at golf industry in Hawaii and community events, it's amazing. And this event with the Pacific Country Club has probably one of the longest history of events. It's a 4-day championship event in Hawaii. So the partnership with the Pacific Country Club, their members, over the last 66 years history of this event is like critical. This is a legacy event in our industry. And when we look at legacy events, you know, this is like, you know, the Pacific Open, we're talking about the Manoa Cup, we're talking about, you know, the stroke play event for Hawaii State Golf Association. Like, these are all Hawaii major tournaments.
And yes.
This is Hawaii's major in golf.
Yes.
For the local community.
Absolutely. And this tournament, since 1956,
correct,
is, you know, that's incredible. You know, a couple of years, for instance, during COVID, there was in 20. 5 years ago, there was no tournament.
There was no tournament then. During the work period of time, there was another gap in the event. You know, originally this was two different events, the Compos Cup and the Lani Kai Cup, that actually became the Mid-Pacific Open. And when you look at the history of this event, everybody that's in the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame or somebody in Hawaii Golf has been into the Hall of Fame has either won or finished in the top in this event. So when you look at Hawaii's golf industry as a whole, the significance of this and having it here, it's just amazing. It's part of the process of the golf industry in Hawaii from Lehui to Hilo.
Yeah, and this year, I think, and I have to say it again because, you know, when I first heard that there are two women who made the cut and it's professional and they're playing the weekend, I was like, really?
Really. And to add to that, they are playing the full length of the tournament with the men.
Yes.
Amazing. And that's one of the nice things about having an open event, especially here at the Pacific Country Club. I mean, it's open in the sense that anyone can play. They're all playing from the same tees, same conditions of competition. So to have these two women qualify, make the cut in the weekend, it's just tremendous. The last one we had was Stephanie Kono, I believe, in 2008.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and I got to watch Lonnie play yesterday for a little bit. She's a professional for a Kapolei Golf Club. She works for Robert Respicio, who also used to work here back in East, now the pro at Kapolei. And she has a tremendous athletic ability to move the ball on the golf course. So, I mean, it's great to watch great Hawaii players play here on a course that I see as a very traditional part of golf. I mean, there's nothing really over the top about it. It's just the way that Jason does an amazing job, the course conditions, green conditions. There's a lot of thought and care and aloha that goes into the event, which is a part of the Hawaii golf industry here.
Yeah, it you know, I mean, just the people who work all year long to make it come, because you don't just start a couple of months before.
Well, we can, but it's probably not the best way to do it, Danielle, you know. I succeed at procrastinating at a lot of things, but this is one event I will tell you that I do not want to procrastinate. A lot of it has to do, I think, it's elevating the brand experience between the PGA of America and what we do in golf and what we stand for helping communities in every island and at the very highest level maintaining championship events. And in this partnership, it's the same standard in working with their general manager, Ron Haas, here at Mid-Pacific Country Club, to basically provide the best conditions and the best experience possible for the Hawaii golf community.
Yeah, and when you talk about that, the four young men I spoke with, and they're all telling me they're getting older.
Yeah, I'm getting older now.
Yeah, don't even talk about getting older. You know, you're 30. Give me a break. You're just learning everything. They are so passionate about their game, about the lifestyle that they're willing to give up a lot to pursue their goals. And it's like, I don't think people realize how much sacrifice there is to do what you need to do in life. You know, this isn't something, you know, sometimes you, well, I want to do this. Now, this isn't just a want. This is a, it started, I was 5 years old, you know.
I think that's how a lot of things start, Danielle. And I think one of the things that in this game is you need to have the passion to do it, and you need to have some kind of destination and desire. And a lot of them do. You know, you just talk to Kobe, who wants to be tour, and he's going to a qualifying school for PGA Tour Americas. Alex Ching pursued it. TJ Kuo pursued it. I mean, Dean Wilson pursued it. David Sheehy. So you look at this history of players from Hawaii Golf and what they've done, and all of them played through this event. It's tremendous. But one thing that I really appreciate about it, I think, especially as the leader of the Hawaii golf industry, is that you always have to have somebody that helps inspire you in some way. And I have several people that do it and few that I hold very highly in regard. David Sheehy is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
That moment when he won the Hawaiian Open at the time and standing there in front of the leaderboard holding up that check was like – seriously, one of the biggest things, like, this is, like, look, kids can.
Yes.
And I think we lose that. And I think a lot of the time when we travel to the mainland, sometimes local kids or just the Hawaii community feel that they're not at the same level of competition to compete. But to have that inspiration and passion, I think, is really important to encourage them to compete. And in our role, especially in mine nationally now, sitting as chair of the executive director of the committee for the PGA of America, I think one of the things is creating more national opportunities for local juniors to play in advance at the highest level. And I think we do have done a much better job of that for the industry, and one of those ways is... about creating ways to bring them to the course. It's about providing equipment. I mean, it's more than just access. And it encompasses
everything.
Around it. And I think that's one piece that I never really thought of when you think about a parent that has multiple kids. Like, how are you going to get them there? Are they going to be okay? And I think our golf courses especially are places where communities can still come and kids feel safe. Because when I played, that's kind of what it was. My parents would leave me at the course all day.
Yeah.
It's great. You know, it's part of your community.
Yes. Yeah. It's like going to the swimming hole.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's there, you know, just having a good old time.
Well, and I think in Hawaii, that's part of it. I mean, just families in Ohana, it kind of just creates everybody looking after each other. And I think that's what it is. And golf is a game based around family and it's about communities helping each other, and that's what Mid Pacific Country Club and the membership does so well here in Kailua, is it supports the Kailua community, the people that live in it, and their ohana.
Yeah, well, when I was talking with the four young men, their parents, all of them are behind them 100%, and that, I think, is the critical part. If you know that your child has a dream, it's their dream. Let them pursue it, you know, and support them as much as you can. You know, some people have the resources to do that, and some people don't. And then when you talk about golf courses opening up to let kids go in free, walking, that's, to me, the perfect exercise, the perfect place for children, young adults, to be when they get outside. We just don't have those accesses anymore.
No, we don't. And unfortunately, just from an economical perspective, golf is still expensive. And that's one hurdle we can't get around, just the operational part about it, but also just the cost of equipment and everything else.
Yes,
and
that's true.
I think, you know, like anything, I started using my grandparents' old set of clubs, and that's how I got into golf. And I think, you know, one of the things that we do really well is we have programs that actually give sets away to juniors on the neighbor islands and remote communities that kind of help promote. And I believe, in Hawaii, if we could just put one club in a player's hand or in a keiki's hand, they'll go out with their grandparents and play.
Yeah.
And it creates this opportunity in the life cycle of a player where a lapsed player who hasn't played in years can now come back and play, and you got a grandparent that has time now that can go out and play with grandchildren. So it creates more golf, you know, and it supports the life cycle of a player.
Yeah, I need to retire.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet.
Well, I'd always do my golf show. Yeah. I mean, it's wonderful talking with you, Wes. It always is. And I just wanted tell us what is happening in the world of Aloha Section. You know, I know I get messages about tournaments that are playing by kids for, you know, and growing the game. So where do we stand in that world with the junior golfers?
There's still a lot of great opportunities. We just finished the Drive Chin Putt National Championship in Augusta. I was there for that the other week. We're getting ready for the new Drive Chin Putt season coming up in May. We actually do a really good job working with Augusta National on having a qualifier on every island. That schedule's out and open on drivechinputt.com. PGA Junior League is one of the biggest programs that we really push here in Hawaii. It's a fun, social, family team kind of way for kids to get engaged in golf. I believe Mid-Pacific Country Club has a junior league team here as well.
Wow.
It's a great opportunity to connect. That can be found on pjjuniorleague.com. And then, you know, one of our biggest programs, Danielle, that we've really, and the board has pushed here in Hawaii, is PGA HOPE. And HOPE is an acronym for Helping Our Patriots Everywhere. And that's one of the biggest programs we push to create, working with the VA here, and creating opportunities for veterans to kind of just reconnect socially through golf and getting on the golf course. We have one on Oahu, one on Maui, and then we'll be opening up two more programs on the Kauai at Hokuala later in the fall of this year and on the Big Island. So, you know, we are taking a lot of philanthropic money that we raise through a lot of our fundraisers to create this opportunity to have access for golf here in Hawaii for the Hawaii community, and I'm really proud of our board and the local community that supports those programs.
What kind of fundraisers?
PJ Classic Scramble back here at Mid-Pacific Country Club, May 19th. You know, it's about raising money.
Yes.
You know, we're not giving out pareos or totes. You know, we're supporting the industry by putting clubs in players' hands.
Right on. And you say that's May
19th, Mid-Pacific Country Club.
And where do we, you know, sign up?
ASPJ.com or give us a call in the office. We're happy to put any charitable donation to use in the Hawaii golf industry.
Okay. See, it's all possible right now. What time is it? Oh, my, it's already 8:17. We have 13 minutes left, and look who's sitting with us. Do you want to stay with us as Jason Amoy sits
sure.
down and tells us how much work he's done just trying to get everybody off his golf course so he can fix his golf course? How do you do that? You know, the golfers are taking over your golf course, but you've got to do some work on the golf course, and if you're losing light.
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's always a challenge. We start early in the morning. Our best time is in front of golf, not during golf.
Yes, and not after golf?
That's a little late for that.
Yeah, right.
Golf goes to sunset, so no.
No, right.
Yeah,
in front of golf
is always the best.
Right on. And getting the course ready for this tournament, what goes into that?
There's a lot of the usual with the grooming of the grass, especially the greens. You know, they're not going to be at tournament, you know, shape and condition. So it takes weeks and weeks, you know, more than a month to get them groomed to the point that we would like. This year was especially challenging, not only because, you know, everybody's short on labor, and we are especially, But we also had a project going on out there on the course where we were addressing the encroachment of common Bermuda into the greens.
Uh-huh.
And so we were under a race to try and get as many of the holes done to get the grass back to the original grass rather than have the common Bermuda there.
Right.
And then transform all of that into tournament greens. So it was especially challenging this year.
Wow. Where did that Bermuda come from?
Yeah. Yeah, many people don't know that, but there's very, you know, different strains of Bermuda, and you got this common, very coarse Bermuda on the outside, and then you got the fine texture stuff on the inside, and unfortunately, the coarse stuff is a lot stronger than the fine stuff.
Yes, always the case.
Yeah.
Wow. You do an amazing job. And when you said grooming the greens, I don't think I've ever heard it phrased that way. Grooming? We're grooming the greens.
Yeah, it's about training the grass. The grass doesn't want to grow like you see it on a putting green. If it had its way, it'd be 6-10 inches tall and just blowing in the wind. You know, it's kind of like I remember writing an article for the club once where the analogy is really like the bonsai artist. Right, he's got this tree. It's 35 years old and it's 8 inches tall. No pine tree in nature is going to grow 8 inches tall for 35 years. But it's the artist who cares for it, clips it, you know, carefully manicures it every morning. That's kind of what we do to get Bermuda grass or any kind of grass really to perform as a putting surface.
Wow, that's. I don't think anyone has really thought about that. and you know, and now I understand why you say grooming the greens, because you are doing a bonsai job,
right?
Exactly. With the grass that wants to grow wild.
Yeah, I have this little prism that I use on the greens that shows you really like the worm's eye view, so to speak, of the grass. It'll show you looking right across the top of the grass, and it'll give you a gauge of just how tall the true height of cut is on the greens. And I looked at it, and this is yesterday afternoon, so there was some growth from the morning cut, but it was less than 1/10 of an inch. And so when you think about trying to grow grass at less than 1/10 of an inch, I mean, how many coats of paint is that? Like 4? 5? You know?
Yeah, but it's amazing how less than 1/10 of an inch affects so many players. I will tell you, looking at the course stats yesterday, it was just unbelievable, like how many we had. Our course stats actually tracks bogeys, doubles, and then other. The other category was quite significant yesterday. Yeah. On a couple of holes, including number 8.
Number 8, I heard all about.
Yeah. In fact, I saw one player 4-putt on 10, and chipped up above the hole, putt down, went back off the green, putted back up, tapped it, went past, and then he decided to backhand it and miss it again. And I'm just like, that's another right there, Daniel.
Stuff legends are made of.
Legends. Yeah. Masters. Masters of boy.
Yes, the Masters of Hawaii, right?
Yes.
Yeah. When did that start? Just that phrase.
You know, I think it may have been the comma that started it, because there were a lot of things that Michael and I were talking to him about in the event, and what the amazing work that Jason does to get the course in such a competition ready. And then, you know, we've added other things like the past champions dinner and everything else. And it was something that, you know, the players and the professionals really look forward to for a long time. And I will probably honestly say that it started when Jason came on board here at the club. Like, it changed the whole perspective of how this event is looked at. And it's, you know, it's amazing for me to sit here, because all these pieces come together, whether it's Jason on the course and Michael with the sponsors and Vincent with the volunteers. And, like, you know, I help everybody. We piece it together as one team. And it's just amazing operation, even down to the staff and food and beverage and Ron and Sarah and everybody. Like, it comes together to be this masterful, wonderful event for Hawaii Golf.
Yes, yes, it does. And I was just thinking that, you know, the golf course is the centerpiece. The golf course is the centerpiece.
Well, the golf course tells the story.
Yeah.
It tells the story of the players and how they've succeeded or how they've overcome some shortcomings on the course. You know, the club is part of the history of that legacy that has preserved that story.
Absolutely, absolutely. You but know. If the golf course isn't in the perfect groomed condition,
yep.
you know, then it's but when it's in the condition that you keep it in, then all of a sudden, you know, it's like the Masters in Hawaii.
It's also the vision of Jason and the superintendent on how it's shaped and how it's played. The strategy of the tees to the hole locations to, you know, everything, the length of the grass and the second cut, like it's everything. So it's everybody's job as a steward in this process for this event, including mine, to kind of make its story to be told for the industry and for the club.
So, you know, Jason Amoy is determining how we all get to play the game, right?
Well, here's the problem, Danielle.
Yeah, yes.
He determines the experience for the players. I'm running the operating plan, and every year I lose customers because they're not happy with their experience with Jason. So it's very difficult to feel the field, you know. But every year in February, it's amazing how many people turn in applications, and we end up with a wait list of like 30 people on it.
Wow.
You know, and that's how significant this club's commitment is to the industry and supporting this event. You know, that's how many people are already asking for dates.
Yeah, they're already asking for dates.
They wanna see Jason's magic and appreciate the love that Mid-Pac offers.
Yeah, you know, that's the bottom line. It's Jason's magic. 4 minutes, is that what you're trying to tell me? We have 4 minutes. So in closing, since we have to wrap it up and I have to thank the people who make this show possible, is there anything you'd like people to know, Jason, about taking care of a situation that comes up all the time, but they just don't know how to actually fix it? So they've done something they know they shouldn't have done, and they don't know how to fix it. To your grass.
You got to stay positive. You got to stay positive.
And you have to be
imaginative. You have to think outside the box a lot. But if you get negative, you can't think outside the box, you shut down, and all of a sudden things go south quickly.
Right. Now, what if I make a terrible, gigantic divot when I don't, you know, where I'm in a place where divots don't even exist?
The grass will grow back. It's not a big deal.
So do I take the little piece out and put it back in there and hope it grows together?
For Bermuda grass, no, it's not going to happen. The divot will dry out and it's dead. Just put some sand in it so that you got a level line in case somebody else hits a bad shot like you just did.
Okay.
And you'll be fine.
I've seen so many people try to, like, put it back in so that nobody can tell that they...
Yeah, no. We can tell.
Funny how that is. And any final thoughts from you on Aloha Section PGA?
No, mahalo to you, Danielle. We appreciate your support and the support of the industry and all the events you promote. And, you know, I think you're just a huge part of this tournament as everybody else plays and promoting for us so much.
Wow. Grazie, mille grazie. Thank you so much. Really appreciate being here, and it's my pleasure. Thank you. Well, I guess I need to thank the people who make the show possible. Okay, so those are our sponsors. And you know what? Let me see now. I don't have my glasses. Where did I do with my glasses? God, they're on the floor. They were making my headsets weird. Okay, the Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. I'm serious. They learn much more than just how to play a game. They learn manners. They learn when to not talk and when to behave and all the stuff that you wonder, when am I ever going to get that kid to dinner? Yeah, go. When they're amongst children and they've got somebody who's leading the way, they all learn it together. It's the gift that lasts forever, that is playing golf. For self, for health, and for friendship, go golf. And it's Aloha Powers. Spring Riding Mower Sale. We have specials in every size. You can whack it, bag it, and you're done. So in other words, cut it, goes in the grass, and you're done. And you're on the riding mower from the landscaper. If you need, you know, if a gigantic landscaper for a golf course to, you know, the size that you can put in your garage afterwards, a homeowner size one. If you want one, we've got them. Get yours today at Aloha Section, excuse me, at Aloha Power Equipment. Open Monday through Saturday. The only day they are not open is Sunday. You can go
Ivile side next to the Costco gas station or in Waipahu. And thank you to the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, hotels since 1939. No one can find you if you don't have a sign. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.